Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Timmy? Is that you? It's been forever since I've seen you, boyo.
Dad?
What? Oh, gosh. What's going on, guys? Lonely Goons. It's been forever since we've seen you, but we're back.
What's up,
Today
gents?
is October 16th. Your hosts, Anthony and Don, the legends. And, yeah.
Yeah. So the reason why we were gone for so long, I went to Vegas for a week. So that was fun. And then the week after that was a shit show.
Right.
So that's why we've been gone for about 2 weeks. So I saw Joker, and Dino, I know you saw Joker,
Absolutely.
which was fucking sick, and we're gonna get into that. And then we had American companies just bowing down to the Chinese government, so that was fun too.
Oh yeah, it's crazy madness.
So let me talk about this Vegas. So you never, I know we talked about this briefly. You never been to
I
Vegas
never
though,
been to
right?
Vegas. You know, I always wanted to be 21 and go to Vegas because that's like a thing I guess a lot of people do, which I think that's what you did, isn't it? Yeah. How was it?
It was if I was single, it definitely would have been a different experience.
So, did your girlfriend watch the show? Or
No.
listen? Let's keep it that way.
So you go there, right? And really, I really wanted to go there to kind of sightsee, because the first time you fly in and you see these mountains, and there's nothing like this on the East Coast. There's red desert mountains, and I was like, dude, this is sick. This is fucking sick.
Isn't
So
it just like surrounding you too?
it
Isn't it? It's like a
surrounds the
weird thing.
whole thing. It's like you're in like a gigantic crater. It's very interesting.
That's crazy.
I wasn't going to go walking up to those mountains though, because the thing with the Vegas weather, and this is because anyone who's been on the West Coast knows this, is when it's dry, dude, it's like dry. Like it's like 82 degrees, and I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, and I'm okay because it's not humid. Like there's almost no humidity. So all of a sudden you walk and you're like, huh, I need some water.
Oh.
And this is why they keep saying that old people have strokes in the West Coast. I found out why. It's because there's no humidity. You can't tell when it's actually hot or
So
not.
is it like so dry that it's like dehydrating?
Yes. You
That's
don't really
crazy.
sweat. I didn't really sweat the entire time I was there until one day when it was like 87, because
Yeah.
it's 87 degrees, so you better be sweating if there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But like when it's like 80 and high 70s, when normally on the East Coast it's just the humidity just destroys your life. No, not there. No, I was able to walk around like short sleeve and long jeans like the entire
Yeah.
time, and nothing was wrong.
That's crazy. You weren't even sweating over the hot woman.
No, I was trying to avoid myself over the awkward interactions that would have been.
Yikes.
So, yeah, I'm at one hotel. It's called Treasure Island, and it's
Wow.
in the, I know, right? Very prestigious. And it's in the middle of what they call the strip, and the strip is all the different casinos all on the same strip, so you can walk to all the different ones.
That's sick.
And they all have different designs. So there was one that was designed around the Eiffel Tower. One of them had the Statue of Liberty in it. For some reason, I think there was a roller coaster in the Statue of Liberty one, but I'm not 5 years old, so I'm not doing that. There was an ancient Egyptian theme one, which was crazy. Like you went in and you looked up, and the pyramid was built into the casino. Sorry, was
Wow.
built on top of the casino. So in the, you know how the pyramid goes up to the point. That whole, the way the walls were made, the
Yeah.
rooms were built into that wall that goes all the way up. So you'd see the rooms going up and up and up, and they kind of like curved in. It was very interesting.
It sounds like a game that I play, like the gambling game, like the slots. It's like each one of those has its theme because it's gambling. So they're really invested into this.
Oh, they're very invested. There's a lot of money that goes into these buildings.
God, that's an understatement.
There was this place I went to. I believe it was called the Mirage. And you walked in, and it was like a giant garden.
What?
Like there's like a glass overhaul. It's all see-through. There's just plants and no animals, but there's plants everywhere. It's like a ginormous garden with waterfalls, and it's like, what is even happening right now?
Wow.
Just remember, every time you go in these places, you walk 10 feet forward, you'll be in the casino where there's no more garden.
There's no more what?
There's no more garden in the casino. The casino is the casino.
So you get past, I guess, like a checkpoint inside the,
yep.
the casino.
Yeah, then there's the casino. Everything goes to the casino. You want food? Right next to the casino.
Oh, oh God.
You get out of your taxi, you're right in front of all the slots. Like everything leads. Oh, there goes the iPad. Everything leads right to the center because they need you to spend money.
Yeah. I mean, when you're eating, you're like, oh, that game looks fun. Because if you don't have it inside, you're not going to think about it.
Yep, you're right. That's why I lost a lot of money. I went to another place too. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of it. It was, Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, of course. I forget that one all the time, too. I've never been there, but whatever.
So, apparently, this one's supposed to be really nice. And the buffet is extremely expensive. Everyone always talks about the buffet, because it's like $60 a person. You'll take a mortgage out by the time you go there with a family of like five or six people. It's ridiculous.
That's madness, bro. Like, the food's good, but you're not going to eat that much food for $60.
It's $60 because they offer you crab legs, you know, that you can get on the East Coast at any buffet ever for like $15. But, you know, it's Vegas, so I guess they have to overcharge for everything. Dude, it was $18 for a grilled cheese where I was staying.
What?
$18 for a grilled cheese.
Dude, was that grilled cheese made out of like God's tit?
Dude, I don't know. And I'm going to be honest, I had to buy it because I had to see if it was good. Because, you know, this place is in New York that, like, they had, like, there's, like, grilled cheese restaurants and they have all different types and they're very interesting. Yeah. And I can tell you that I could have had a better grilled cheese, buttering up some goddamn toast it took out of my toaster.
Yeah, I was going to amp up the food review, but there you go. It's a piece of shit.
If you think that you can have pizza,
bagels,
or apparently grilled cheese on the West Coast, think again.
Don't say New York has the best grilled cheese because I'm from Florida. I've been in New York for a little while now. And it's just like, all right, it's good, but relax.
Relax, Miami. Relax, right?
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, dude, I only went to go to like four casinos because the people that I went with didn't want to go to the 30 of them. And I was like, what are you talking about? We're there for 7 days. You can't go to all different casinos every single day.
Right.
And they want to take 2 days to lay around the pool and fucking do old people things. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we doing?
So funny. So, dude, well, once we get successful off this show, we have to do a Lonely Goons
Vegas.
In the Vegas.
Vegas trip.
Dude, that'd be like a vlog?
It would be like a vlog. We'd have to video it. Yeah, there's no other way.
And then at the nighttime, dude, you know I'm going to be loaded with hookers and coke.
Yeah, there's something up with the nighttime in Nevada that scares the shit out of me, and I'm willing to get into that.
Is it a different – so, yeah, I'll let you get into that, because I can only imagine daytime versus nighttime.
Well, in the daytime, you're walking around, and they hire girls. They literally just walk up and down the strip and take pictures with people, and they're just wearing, like –
is these normal girls? Or are they like different breed? Like, what is it? I was like, oh, it's a girl. I've never seen one before. Let me take a picture with it.
No, well, some of them, but others, like, you can tell that they work out every single day to get their ass to look as big as possible because they're going to be in this outfit.
Are they wearing outfits? But not like outfits. Like
no, they're wearing like costumes. Like
costumes.
Like a dress, but the back part's a thong. And then they got feathers coming out of the top where the shoulders are. So it's
So they're doing the okay, guys.
The whole the whole fucking bird
the
or
Vegas
look and stuff.
The Vegas look.
So all that. There was most girls that were dressed in this were like kind of what you would expect, but then there was some girls who were oddly beautiful that were doing this, and I'm like, why are you doing this when you can marry a rich person? Like you could gold dig for a hell of a lot less shit and make a lot more money. I don't know.
You don't think there's enough rich guys that come through? Because maybe they could be a gold digger to many rich people. And then that's how you multiply your income.
I guess.
Listen, Anthony, they've been females longer than you. They know how to work the plan.
You're right. I hope it stays
unless
that
you're
way.
Trying to be a pimp, then I'm in.
Yeah, man. And I got to be honest with you. I know, like, most people be like, yeah, fucking throw my balls out at them. Oh, good.
God.
I'm like, see, I'm just not that type of person. So, like, yeah. I would say hi, but I would not walk up to them. Like, that's fucking weird. If I like
there's
somebody,
no reason to have a conversation with them, bro.
No, there's not. That's the thing. Like, what am I going to talk to you about? Like, oh, hi, your ass is out. Amazing. I'm going to leave now. Like, what is...
You've done this long, right? Oh, is it busy today?
Like, I'm not going to deal with it. But that's during the daytime. Now, the nighttime, I'm walking around. This is when people were handing me their prostitution cards because prostitution is legal. This is when people are walking around with signs, real men don't buy girls, these are our children, don't do it. And I'm just like, oh, my fucking God. There's people walking around with signs that need money for penis enlargements.
What?
Oh,
Was it chicks or dudes?
These were dudes.
Okay.
I would hope so. I hope we're really not that far away yet.
Because we're getting to the dark, dark side of Vegas when women want to become men.
Yeah, I'm sure there was a couple of females there.
No.
I'm sure there fucking was, dude. That's
terrible.
The amount of transvestites that were just walking around that looked terrible was immaculating. Oh my God.
Yeah, I've only saw really one. When I went to the city, I saw one, and that dude was confused as fuck. He had a thong on, wearing boots. And he's hello.
Oh, no.
I don't even think he had a shirt on. He just had a thong and boots.
And I think the
thong was pink.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
But I've seen that, though. That's the thing. When you're there, you see all the shit. But that's just on the strip. You see all these signs and all this shit happening.
Yeah.
Now, there's this place, and I forget the name of the street, but it's called the Old Vegas Spot. So there's the Golden Nugget Casino that's built into it. And then along this massive, 2 mile long road.
Mm-hmm.
There's all different casinos on each side, and there's entertainment on each side. Mm-hmm. So there's all different restaurants. There's tons and tons of rock bands that are playing. There's a fucking rave and a light show happening just everywhere because the whole top of the building of the mile long line is just a big LED light. So there's light shows going on as you're walking the entire time with all different types of animations coming from it.
That's crazy.
Then you have people just zip lining right under all that.
What? Yeah. Zip lining?
Zip line through this indoor zip lining. And it's just going down the whole thing.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy shit. And it's, we know, we're coming up to Halloween. So I go there. And the first thing that I see when I get off the bus is like a 400-pound lady who's dressed as a nun with her tits out. And I can't tell you how much I wanted to throw up.
Dude, you don't know how much I want to tell you. I wish I didn't hear that. I was with you. Okay, cool. Fat people, whatever. It's cool. I'm kind of fat. And then she's a nun, and then her tits are that.
And she was holding a whip.
Yo.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, God.
It was bad. And I really wanted to take pictures of all these people that I saw, but I really did not want to have that on my phone. I don't even want to trace that on my phone.
Yeah. It might be considered a virus, and then the phone will.
Exactly. It might blow up. It might blow up in my hand because of how terrible this was.
Can you imagine, though? Should we do that? We have to document everything. Every single weird person, give them a side name. Like, this was, you know.
Oh, we could do that.
Eyesore, whatever.
We could do that. It was an eyesore. Don't you worry. There was another guy. And then there was a guy. And he was wearing a Speedo. But he was old. Dude, the guy was like 75.
Yeah. I've seen old people strut.
No. But he's strutting to just take pictures with, I would assume, older women.
Ooh.
Or the young girls who like it freaky.
Yo. I give props to that guy. You get it, guy.
He's got no shame, dude. No shame at all. Ah. Like, you're a champ. Right. There was a guy walking around in a stormtrooper outfit with Nerf guns and like plastic lightsabers with a flag, and it said "Duel Me," and I thought that was hilarious.
Wow!
If I was drunk off my ass, I would have done it.
Dude, you don't have to be drunk to do that.
No, because then I'll remember it. If I remember it, I'll embarrass myself. I can't do that. I have to not be able to remember that situation. Oof. By the way, no one dueled him the entire time because
that's stupid. I wish I was there. I would duel the fuck out.
I know you would have.
I would have speared him. Unnecessary roughness.
That was because, and you see all these people not because they're random Joe Schmoes that just go there. There's like, every, we'll do 200 feet. Every 200 feet, there's a circle that's painted into the mile long road, mm-hmm. and people stand in the circles every 200
it's
feet.
It's like a marker of like a, is it?
It's like a marker 200? Of where people are going to stand. So, oh. you know, it's kind of like you're in New York City, you're walking around, there's people playing instruments, trying to get money. Yeah. And some of them were incredible, by the way. So then you get past that, and then you have the woman that want to take pictures, the men that want to take pictures, the supercars just chilling on it, which was like, there's this extremely modified Corvette, which looked intense.
Oh, so it's, these are pretty big circles then.
Yeah, they're big circles.
Cool.
Like they're bigger. Well, that's because they have circles on the left, circles on the right, and then circles in dead center that are much bigger that hold, like, you know, the several people that are there or the objects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then there was one of the center circles. There was like three girls that were there that were like all 17, and it was really awkward as shit. Because I was like, you're younger than me, and you're just, this is not okay.
Did you see their parents?
Of course not. Well, their parents probably left them.
No.
Not because they left him a childhood, because they saw what they were turning into and just ran away. God.
No. Oh, no. No. I can't unsee that now.
I think that's what happened.
No, their parents. They didn't need their parents. You should. Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Where are your parents? Just go, their pimp's watching over. Like, no.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad. That is an ugly side of Vegas. It is terrible. I mean,
there's a lot, dude. Vegas is weird. And I'm going to be honest with you. And there's no other way to say this.
I can't hear you.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see one middle class looking white person working at any of these places.
Working, so a middle class working. How does that look?
Just somebody who speaks proper English that is just working. Mm. I didn't see any of that. There's tons of Middle Eastern ethnicity there.
Oh, what? That's
tons. Nice. Yeah. There's tons, but not gambling. If you go like the Atlantic City, you see a lot of Middle Eastern people, but they're gambling. Mm-hmm. They're working, and so it's very interesting why they. They're on the West Coast instead of the East Coast, because usually I thought I would see that on the East Coast, but maybe I'm just ignorant. Mm. A lot of African Americans were there, and the ones that were working were like poor. Really? Like, this is interesting because I know you hear about like poor neighborhoods in New York, and I've been to the city a ton of time in Manhattan. I don't see a ton of it realistically. Like, I don't see a lot of it. And I've never gone to the Bronx because you know how many of my friends work in the Bronx and they say people get shot every fucking day? It's wild. I know three EMTs in the Bronx. I'll never work in the Bronx.
Oof.
So I'll just never go there.
I mean, yeah, the Bronx is fucking – oh, God. People. I don't think people go there. People, like, have to live there.
Yeah. So – but these people were, like, poor. Like, you could tell by the way they spoke, like, their mannerism, that they came from, like, lower-class families. And I felt really bad. I was like, Jesus Christ, is this how it is in Nevada? What the hell is happening right now?
Yeah. So I heard in Vegas, like, think of it as like a, you know, like circle, like rings. So like the inner ring is probably like the most safest, but the further from that center ring you go, the dangerous it gets.
Yeah. No, that's true.
Yeah.
So like the inner ring is all the casinos. I barely saw any cops, by the way. I guess nothing really happens there because it seemed very peaceful. But at nighttime, this inner ring is filled with homeless people. Now, you hear about California, how under bridges, there's just tons of them. There's whole blocks of just tents.
Jesus.
And, you know, it's only a 40-minute drive to get to the California border when you're in Vegas. At nighttime, dude, there's a lot of homeless people. And a lot of them are batshit crazy.
Gee, I mean, yeah. Probably spent all their time in Vegas. Whoa, chlamydia.
Dude, they're fucking, they're wild. Like, they're talking to themselves.
Yeah.
Or they're just going to talk to you, and you're like, sir, I'm sorry. I really don't want to talk to you. Not because I don't, because you're a random person. Why do I want to talk to you?
Yeah.
it's there's the ones who are homeless but aren't drug addicts and aren't out of their mind, where they kind of just sit there and they just ask for money. Like, I saw this one guy, he had a pet chihuahua, and he was just chilling. He was homeless as shit. He definitely was. But he was just sitting there just looking at the dog. And I was like, Jesus Christ, is this where everyone goes to die? Because I don't know what's happening right now.
Well, what it is, man, is they go insane because they're listening to the slots. It's like it talks to them. And then when they stop having money because they've played slots so much, it still talks to them. So it's a haunting thing.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
All right. Good theory. but overall, man, it was fun to ship.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of the bands were awesome. I had a guy come up to me, and he was asking me to dance. And he easily did a lot of coke before he was doing this, by the way.
Okay. Was he young, old?
Oh, he was old. And there was 80s music going, so you know he was fucking freaking out.
Wow.
And he was just waving his arms and his legs around in fashions that I thought I would never see in person. But apparently I did.
So you did dance with him?
No. I just looked at him with my arms crossed. Get away from me.
I'm uncomfortable. I want to cross my arms.
He was like, come on, man. You got to dance, man. And I was like, no,
feel the rhythm
in
the beat.
You need to leave. He's like, look at my friend, man. I look to my left, and it's like I was watching a comedy movie. I felt like it was Adam Sandler sketch. I look to my left, and the guy just, his hat is covering his eyes, and he's just waving his arms in circular fashion with his legs occasionally doing like a V formation. Oh, my God. And he eventually just fell on the ground and didn't get back up.
Yikes.
So I was like, what is even happening right now?
He partied out, bro. That's a party out syndrome.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was some ecstasy kicking in. And by the time he was done, his friend was all the way up, like, the crowd, trying to get more people to dance. And as this is happening, there's, like, a woman who are, like, 40 years old or so who would be in the strippers of that night. Mm. And they are, you know, doing the one finger come over here type motion.
Go on.
And I relax. All right. And I looked at them, and I said, and I screamed, no!
What?
No!
Why? Did they finger you to, like, come here?
Yes, and I was not dealing with it. Was not dealing with it.
Of course. You're young. You're handsome. Like, oh.
Yeah, of course. So they used to old fucking guys who have a gut out of their ass.
Yeah, they want some fresh meat.
And no.
And they're like, come over here, baby.
Yeah, that was...
And you're like, you just yell, stranger danger. No! Stay away! And you did, like, the finger cross, like... May God compel you.
No, I actually flipped him off, and that's how I stopped him.
Even better.
Because if you just wave, no, they're going to be like, yes, and you flip off, they're like, oh.
That.
He's like, oh, man, he's rude.
That's,
I don't
that's
talk
a period.
To him.
That's a period. When you get flicked off, period.
Yep, that's it. Three dots.
End of conversation.
So that was that. Anyone who lives by, definitely go there. Anyone who hasn't been there, you should go there at least once.
Yeah.
I wouldn't recommend going twice, not because of all the shit that you see. It's because the amount of money you'll spend is ridiculous.
Well, what about the people who live there? What should they do?
The people who live in Vegas, they're out of their fucking minds. And I talked to a lot of people who did live there.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, you know, we come here like every weekend just to hang out. But I'm like, so, but Vegas is so expensive. It's like $30 just to fucking breathe. So what do you do? He's like, oh, well, there's all places outside of the Vegas city that we don't go to. I mean, sorry, that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like what? Like bars and stuff. I'm like, what the fuck? What? But you can't go to a restaurant without going into Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So you spend so much money.
That's
and as far
nuts.
As I know, you don't pay taxes in Vegas. That's what I thought. I thought in Nevada you don't pay taxes. I might be very mistaken because I didn't see taxes on my bill, but I saw like fucking fees.
Well, that's weird because, like, from what I think, it's like, because isn't like Vegas like it's like Native Americans, they own it. So, like, they because that's how it's legal, I believe, is because it's like Native American owned. So, I don't think they would be charged taxes for that. But I'm not sure about the whole like city. I'm not sure.
I'm lying. Hang on. I'm lying.
Don't lie.
There is tax in it. So the tax is 4.6%.
That's nothing. So you weren't lying.
which is like nothing, but I was paying high fucking taxes because it can go as high as 8.2%, which is definitely what I was fucking paying.
I mean, that's what you... Well, New York is like almost 9%.
Yeah, well, New York's a fucking scam, so...
But so you're saying, how does tax vary like that? From 4 to like 8?
It's got to do district. You know, like Long Island tax is cheaper than city tax.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You go to the city, you're like, you're just paying out the ass on top of the extremely expensive things already.
Yeah.
Is what it is, man.
But what kind of business do you have? Like that's just gambling, strippers, prostitution. Like
that's it.
You're not doing like electrical work, really. I mean, I don't see it. Actually, maybe you are.
I mean, believe me, there's a lot of lights. Electricians probably make a good amount of money.
Electricians there.
I saw some construction. There's probably a lot of electricians, and plumbing business is probably huge there because of the amount of people that are just there.
True.
But like generally, like a mom and pop shop and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. I didn't see any of them, to be honest with you. So I don't think that's there, man. And the ones that I did see were on that mile-long road, but they were like little kiosks that you would see in the mall type of stuff.
Yeah, because they can only afford one freaking little thing.
Exactly. So, yeah, I wouldn't hold on. There is something up with Nevada malls and Polish people trying to sell you cell phone cases.
What the fuck?
I don't know what the fuck it is, dude.
Sorry,
I went to get a goddamn screen protector because I was like, I need a screen protector for my phone. Let me get a screen protector. I get the screen protector. This fucking lady is putting different cases on, trying to sell me on the goddamn shit. And I'm just like, lady, I've worked retail. Leave me alone. Give me my fucking screen protector.
Oh, my God.
She's like, we can give you a good sale. We can do $80 for, like, a Mophie wireless charger. This, shut the fuck
that's
up.
That's normal price.
Give me the...
Were tits out?
No. No, it was, like, $80 for a Zag screen protector and then a Mophie wireless charging case and then something else. So, realistically, it was actually a good deal. I don't want to spend $80 on a fucking bundle I don't need. So, I told the bitch to leave. And I didn't take the screen protector. I didn't
take flicking
it.
Off no, bro.
What she fucking did is she put the screen protector on my phone, then started to do all the bullshit. I was already turned off. She's like, that would be $30. I'm like, yep, okay. And I took it off and I handed it back to her and I let her put it back in the fucking case and I left.
Oh my God. Yeah, so we're just gonna have to take this off and there you go. Bye-bye.
Like I was totally gonna buy the screen protector. But you got to do all your sales shit and make a 5-second interaction, 15 minutes. Go fuck yourself. I'm leaving. I'm not
dealing
with it.
Finger. There you go, bitch.
East Coast people are not dealing with any of that shit. Sorry.
Keep the change. Here's the finger again. Here's your tip.
Oh, my God. All right. So, yeah, then I came back and I traveled forward in time because of, time zone changes. Mm-hmm. And my body still to this is not adjusted to that. I don't know what the issue is. But then I saw Joker.
Yes.
Dude.
So sleep deprivation, Joker. Good start off. Let's go.
Joker was I would give it a 9 out of 10.
So man, how is your rating system? Because I'm very, very critical.
Yeah,
so
am I. And that's why I think I gave this movie such a high rating. And there's two sides you see everyone reviewing this movie. One side's like, oh, so it's not like a normal DC movie. And yada yada, this isn't what we expect to see, and shit
that's
like
actually
that.
A good thing, though.
Exactly, and I was like, dude, this is great. I hate the DC movies. Wonder Woman was the best one, and it wasn't even that good because the ending was awful.
Yeah.
So this is a very dark, grounded movie.
Right.
It's fucked up. It's real world problems that are put into the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. Yeah. The cinematography was intense.
Very.
Every death that happened in this movie, no matter how small or how large, like hit you. Like you
it
just
did.
Went
it pulled
in
you
your
in,
seat
bro.
And you're
I was like,
oh,
holy
no.
shit.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
And you're just sitting there and you're like, you're going closer to the screen because it's getting intense.
Yeah.
Like the train scene when the kids were beating the fuck out of him. First of all, I was like, God, he's going to do it. He's going to do it. And he definitely did it. But he fucking execution styled this goddamn kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh no.
Dude, he got fucking like, it was just crazy. The scenery, the lighting.
It was incredible.
The derangement too. It really absorbed you. It's like, holy shit. And the sound of, oh my God, the music that was playing. That I would probably give it, I bump it up to an 8. Usually it's like a 7. Because like there are some moments that they could have capitalized on. They didn't.
Well,
I don't blame them, but it was still good.
I feel that the movie should have been an extra half hour long.
Yeah.
Because I felt the pacing of the movie was really, really well done until the end. Because the end is when he transforms officially into the Joker.
Yeah.
And then it ends.
Yeah.
So I was expecting him to do a little, I don't know, like leadership, a little crazy stuff, lead a small revolution within the span of 15, 20 minutes, whatever. Yeah. Attack the cops, whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, he's a very different Joker, though.
But that's what I kind of like.
Yeah.
So Heath Ledger's Joker is no one's ever going to live up to that.
Never. That's why they had to go a different route. They tried
it's never going to happen. That's why everyone's like, well, he's not as good as him. He's not as good as him.
Yeah.
Well, he's not going to be because Heath Ledger was literally a legend.
Yeah.
So we can't do that. But then you had the Jetto's Joker in Suicide Squad, which was fucking cancer. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy that they got rid of him. And he, as far as I know, he was really pissed at the new Joker movie. And he's like, I'm not contracted anymore. I'm like, yeah, because you suck shit. Leave.
He had not that much time. I had no problem with him because, again, it's a different Joker, different style.
Yeah, but
it's all right.
His is like literally fucking some liberal governor came in and be like, let's do it.
No.
And then you see this guy with fucking disgusting looking teeth, just young as shit. Joker's never been like young. He's always been an older guy who's mentally insane. This is just some young crazy. I fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck Suicide Squad. Will Smith's the only thing that held that movie up, and the movie was still shit.
Bro, I mean, what's her name?
Harley Quinn?
Yeah, she was good.
Fuck that.
She's hot. I don't know if she said that. That's different.
Yeah, every girl who has tits out and is skinny seems to be hot every movie when they have makeup on.
You know
as long
what?
As they have half an ass. If they have no ass, it's unfortunate. But if they have at least have half an ass, it's okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. I liked it. I liked the pacing. Now, when I was talking to people who loved it / hated it, they were like, I didn't like how when he got – oh, spoiler alert, by the way. I didn't like how –
dude, you should have said that 20 minutes ago.
Shut the fuck up. I didn't like how when he got off his medication, he was just like, I've always liked being crazy. But I was sitting there like, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. Because before they explained that his mother was a fucking lunatic, her boyfriend basically handcuffed him to a radiator and beat the shit out of him when he was a kid, made him go unconscious, which pretty much fucked up his brain, gave him like mental disorders. So then his mom put him on medication because it was the thought like, oh, this can stop him from having this laughing disorder. But he doesn't have a laughing disorder because when he's off the meds, he's like, I don't have a disorder. I'm just laughing because I think all of this fucked up shit is actually incredible.
Yeah.
And then he just fucking suffocates this bitch. It all is ridiculous. I was like, is he really going to do this to his mom right now? Yep. Done.
Dude, they did a good job with his mother, too, because like in other stories, she is very crazy. And they because they kind of when they first portrayed her. Like, she just seemed like she was distraught from losing things and normal kind of, like, disorderly. But then as you go deeper into the story, holy shit, you see the layers on top of layers of how fucked up she really is. And it spews into him.
And the whole time. And in the beginning, I was like, dude, he's really, so he's in, you know, when he's in the hotel. And then he's with the black lady and her kid.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, he's just going balls deep in this right now. He's just making out with her right in the hallway.
Yeah.
And for a little while, I bought it.
Yeah.
But when it went to the comedy scene part, I didn't buy it. Because I was like, no one else is saying, but she is.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe she just likes him. Because you know, there's always that the girl who likes the weird guy because he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden you find out he's just a fucking mentally insane. Medication made him see it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's cool about what they did, the dynamic there is, like, because they didn't make him so fucked up where it's not like, oh, he's absolutely lost. Like, there is some humanity in him for you to connect to.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like a conduit for us to kind of see that as well. But then when you snatch that away, oh, this guy is fucked from the beginning, bro.
The whole time when I was watching this movie, I felt bad for him. the entire time, no matter what he was doing, when he was shooting his fucking kids, when he was stabbing his friend in the neck for being a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what was happening, I was like, you know what, dude? I'm still back this guy. I'm going to still back him the entire time. And I did. And I don't know. I thought it was great. And I thought towards the end, and everyone's like, oh, he just shot him on TV. What's the big deal? The big deal is that this guy was his childhood hero who he looked up to for years, for decades. Yeah. And then he gets on stage, and he originally, remember, the original joke is that he was going to kill himself on stage.
Yeah.
But he's like, fuck this shit. And he just blows him away. And by the way, it wasn't like a, you know, a typical movie moment when they put the camera back to Joker's face and you see the shot and you miss the graphic stuff that happens. No, 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 no. You saw this fucking guy fly back in his chair after he got shot.
Yep, you see his plans gonna come out.
Oh, absolutely. And it was sick. I liked it. I liked the end. The ending of it, I thought it was great. He was just laughing. He was psychotic. And I gotta be honest with you. When I see Joker in, not Dark Knight, when you see him in comics, and when you see him in video games, he's this skinny, crazy guy that's not like this really, like Heath Ledger Joker was like moderately buff, could beat the shit out of you, crazy motherfucker. Yeah. All the other Jokers, not, I'm not counting Suicide Squad, fuck that. All the other Jokers have been these skinny guys who Batman could kick the shit out of, but...
Yeah.
There's so
they could take a pounding, though.
Exactly. He could still take a pounding. And there's so many men between Batman and him. Mm-hmm. And there's so many villains that Joker gets on his side because of the cause he believes in.
Yeah.
That's like the overall challenge of it. But when Joker needs to kill people, he still fucking kills them.
Yeah.
I can see this new Joker being in that direction.
Yeah, absolutely. It's more like, you know, from comic books to an actual person.
So I thought it was good. I like the direction that they're taking Joker. I really hope this isn't a one-time movie. I heard that it is.
Yeah.
I hope it's not because it was incredible. And at first, it's probably not going to be because, first of all, it broke, like, sale numbers, like, intensely.
Yeah.
Like, it just broke sale numbers for DC. Just, I think it's, like, the most popular movie of all time.
You know why it's so popular? Because it didn't feel at all like a DC. It just thought like you're just calling it a DC movie
because it's a DC movie, but it really
wasn't. It didn't feel like it at all, though. Not at all did it feel like it.
Because DC movies are usually overly action packed, trying to be Marvel. The CGI looks like shit. The acting's mediocre. But this, the CGI for what CGI was there, was incredible. The I forget the guy's name, unfortunately, but the guy who played Joker, he held up the movie. So good.
Jaquan Phoenix or Felix.
Yeah, like he held that movie up the whole time. And I was invested in what he
What'd you feel about De Niro, bro?
De Niro. Oh.
Yeah.
I was surprised to see him in the movie.
Murray.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised. I think he did a good job.
I feel like it was just like it was more distracting. Like they could have just gone with any person to do that character. But when you throw De Niro, it's like, bro, probably because he doesn't need money or is it because
I think he wanted to do it. You're right. Side role. And I think they probably give De Niro, like, you know what, dude? You look like an old charming guy who would be on a television show, which, let's be honest, he would. He looks like the next fucking Conan if he was younger.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But I thought it was good.
I'm used to De Niro being, you know, the main guy. And it's kind of
I know what you mean. Bit. But you need a good actor to be. You need a good actor
contrast
to be the role. Because, bro, Jacqueline, I'm about to say his name. Dwight spent pause in the middle of that.
Yeah.
I want to say that.
Jaquan.
Jaquan. I don't know what we're even talking about.
Just, I think it's Phoenix. Just call him Phoenix, bro.
But Phoenix, he held up the movie so good. And when you have a character that's his childhood hero that essentially is going to turn him into the Joker, you need to have that character also be a good actor along with it. You can't have a shitty actor because it's like, well, fuck this guy. I didn't care about him anyway. But you did. You were like, this guy, you know, before he shoots him, he's like, you know nothing about me, pal. And Phoenix just looks at him, fuck you, and just shoots him.
That was a very intense moment. I felt like I was there again. Fuck out.
I thought it was good. I thought it was sick. So good movie. I would give it a 9 out of 10. I know some people give it like a 6 and 7. I'm like, what the fuck are you on about?
I mean, I would give it a 7. Like 7's still high. I mean, when you're on a scale. I mean, like freaking Avengers. What's it called, the last one, Endgame? I probably would give that one maybe like a 7, bro.
I wouldn't give it a 7.
So there's different elements to the movie. Fuck storyline. Very is like, all right, you really didn't have much direction, but just like, you know, I loved Infinity War much more. I think I would like Infinity War more if there is more Hulk involved.
Infinity War.
I give that one an 8.
Well. I would actually argue that one's a good 10.
Yeah, I mean, it was good.
It was, and there's so many people that I know that don't like Marvel movies that saw that movie, and they were like, that's a really good fucking movie, because it's in a way that obviously Joker and Infinity War are two separate movies, but both of these movies focused on the villain, and they built up the villain, and you were able to connect with the villain. So when the heroes, with obviously Joker, there was no hero. But with Infinity War, when the heroes came in, you wanted the heroes to win, but you were like, you know what? If they die at this moment, if some of them go, it's kind of okay.
Yeah.
Because this villain, he believes in his cause. He's noble. He's moral in his own way.
Yeah.
And he could stick in the head that, you know what? If he wins, it ain't all that bad. Only half of them are dead.
Jesus Christ. Right?
So that's because Marvel movies usually don't build up the villain like that. The villain's usually like, this is the villain that has to die. But no, this wasn't that. He was like, I'm the villain that's going to fucking kill all of you. Yeah. And it's going to happen because I have the largest army in the world and I myself can 1v10 all you bitches. Because if you looked at Endgame, and there was theories behind Infinity War, he was on a crusade and his goal wasn't to kill everybody. He just wanted to get the stones, wipe out half the universe, it's all over.
Yeah.
And then Endgame, he wanted to kill everybody, and you could tell because he had his armor on, he had all his weapons with him, and to be
honest, got angry. He was never angry.
Yeah, but he was angry, and let me tell you, man, if it wasn't for Iron Man pulling through at the end and Tony Stark just killing himself, he would have won because he won 20 all these motherfuckers.
Yeah, he fucking had it, dude. But Tony, he pulled a Snicky.
Robert Downey Jr. is going to play Tony Stark in the new Black Widow movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that.
Yeah. Because everyone was like, well, he's not contract anymore, so he's not going to do it. Yeah. But he is. And I really hope that they bring him back in briefly and Chris Evans to play Captain America back briefly. Mm. Just for like a brief scene when she's like, God, I really need help with this mission. And it's a three, and it's the original three that go in to do the job. It would be sick, because I got to be honest with you. I'm not down with Falcon being the next Captain America.
Why not?
Because he doesn't fit
feel
it.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't fit it. Because here's the thing. Oh, hang on. For all these SJWs that are listening to this, it's not because he's black. Relax. Go in your fucking cave and go talk to your own people, okay? It's because he's a guy with a Birdman suit. Seriously.
Like, a little hard to take serious.
Captain America was this kid who was so skinny and he was frail and he was just good. He was a good person. All he had was good. He went through this program. He became the world's first super soldier, but he's intense. He's massively buffed. He's taller than everybody else. He can heal faster. He has an immense amount of strength. Like, there's reasons why he was who he was. Yeah. Falcon's just a regular guy in a suit. Like, he didn't go through anything. So that's why I was like, but you know who did go through a lot of it? Bucky did. Bucky went through a lot of what Captain America did. He just went through it in the Soviet Union way of things. So I was like, oh, so they're gonna do that. Nope, they didn't do that at all. Because they didn't make Bucky, because they were like, oh, well, that's fucking dumb. And I'm like, no. What are you talking about? That's his best friend.
Because people probably would predict he could take that. Over. They want to be a little bit unpredictable.
Yeah, fuck that. All right. I believe this is correct, and there will be one nerd to correct me, I guarantee you. Mm-hmm. In the original comics, when Captain America went away, Bucky took the shield. Now, Marvel rewrote all the comics with all these new movies coming out, and they made it so now Captain Marvel was a woman, and that Falcon got the shield.
I mean, I don't know, because I did see that, you know, there was a comic that had Captain Falcon. Yeah. So I'm not sure if they redid that or if that was original. Because both of them had the shield in the comics.
Did they?
Yeah.
Mm.
There's just different periods. Because the thing is, man, it's like, so we love Steve because just the moral and the integrity. Like that, wow. He just got, you know, the shield with stripes. So same thing with, like, you know, Captain Falcon, where, not Captain Falcon, but just Falco, whatever his name is. You know, he's a good person. He has, he's been there with Steve a little bit.
Yeah.
But people are clinging to the what's called the integrity and the morale as Captain America, where it was really just the shield represents that, you know, the person behind it is one thing.
Yeah.
But the shield is that capture.
Yeah.
So it's not terrible. It creates an opportunity to tell an interesting storyline.
Yeah. And you know what, man? Fuck that.
yeah, you know what? All that you said? Yeah. Fuck it. You are on a finger shooting spree, bro.
Listen.
Most of those things, turn off the friendly fire.
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But fuck that. I don't want him as the character until. Yeah. Because, first of all, they're not even having his own movie, he's having his own show.
Yeah.
You know how much I don't care about watching shows anymore? It's incredible. So, and I know they're having a Rwanda show. And I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck, come on. She could have a good movie, too. No, no, no. Because now we're going to have some fucking Captain Marvel bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just a cheaper route to go. Because, I mean, they can't just... If Marvel could, they would just do all movies. And the cinema would just have nothing but Marvel
They're going to make more money on movies, though. Every time. They just will. They're just doing the shows because of Disney Plus.
Yeah, well, that and they, you know, they're giving a little bit more background.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I don't care. Right.
I don't like you.
What's the background? Oh, the background's everything we already saw in game. Amazing.
That's true. Because, I mean, Wanda, we really, you know, she was, which one was she in?
She was in, Age of Ultron.
Civil War?
She was in Age of Ultron.
You know, Age of Ultron.
She was in Civil War. She was in everything since Age of Ultron.
Yeah, I mean, that's her background, but maybe, I don't know, how much further can you go with her story?
Well, in the actual MCU, she's, like, the most powerful being, yeah. Like, apparently, she's
I love that, too.
She's only, like, halfway through what she could be at.
And she doesn't brag about it, too.
Yeah,
Brie Larson?
Yeah. Brie Larson's a fucking
fuck
cunt.
Out. Go away.
Disney, get rid of this bitch. I heard they actually stopped her from getting new movies, though.
Yep. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, I heard they were like, you know what, man? The reception's really bad. Because
they can't out their own person like that.
You're right. That's why I heard that fucking Ryan Johnson on his new Star Wars movie that he's supposed to be directing, because I thought that wasn't supposed to be a thing. But apparently, she's going to be fucking in it with that piece of shit that ruined episode 8.
Oh, my God.
So let's hope that doesn't happen.
Dude, I heard that Feige was taking over Star Wars. Did you hear that?
Yeah, he is. Oh, just... no, it wasn't fucking Ryan Johnson. It was him. It was him. Oh, no. Oh, shit.
Dude, it's annoying because, like, I mean, I like what he's... So I don't know how much he's contributed to the whole thing. I just know he's the guy overseeing it. But, I mean, like, the actual directors, they did amazing jobs. I'm not sure how much, you know, credit Feige gets, but I don't want... I want Star Wars to be like old Star Wars. I don't want it to feel like Marvel.
Right now, Star Wars is in a place where it doesn't even know what it wants to be.
Exactly, okay? Bro.
So, frankly, maybe it needs to be a little more Marvel. But here's the thing. Star Wars is not going to feel like Star Wars because Star Wars was made and directed by the same man, George Lucas.
Yeah.
His vision is what Star Wars was. And when the prequels
Take that
came
away.
Out, everyone was like, prequels are fucking shit.
Yeah.
And we heard that for years. And the new movies came out. And everyone's like, the prequels are much better now. But, fuck off. I always thought the prequels were good in their own way. And I thought the original trilogy was good in their own way. The new movies, the sequel trilogy, is not good in any way. It's literally a copycat of the original trilogy. And I got to be honest, at least with episode 8, it's a fucking travesty.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's end that rant because I literally keep going for like an hour.
All right.
What's the last thing? Oh yeah, Blizzard.
Circumcisions. Oh yeah.
Blizzard. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, Blizzard. Oh boy.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know why Blizzard broke the internet, it was because there was a Chinese player from Hong Kong who was playing Hearthstone who won a tournament and was supposed to win $10,000. But then at the end of the stream, after he won, he put on a gas mask and he said, free Hong Kong, whatever, revolution of our time, something around that on the stream.
Mm-hmm.
So then Blizzard decided the best course of action to do was to, well, ban him for a year, revoke his prize money, fire the people who were doing the stream, the casters, whoever the fuck, I forget the correct term for them, and yeah. Then basically issue an apology to the Chinese government. So then everyone was really pissed off because they're like, hey, Blizzard's an American company, and it's mm-hmm. bowing down to the Chinese government.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone's flipping their shit. And they're like, first of all, you can't take away the prize money because the guy earned that prize money, which he did. Let's be yeah. honest. Come on. The Absolutely. Guy won $10,000 and you tell him to go fuck himself. Fuck yeah. you.
Do you think in the fine terms, they're like, yeah, you make any political statements, no. it voids any winnings?
No, they said, they made a statement. They said, at our discretion, this is going to be enforced. So he didn't sign anything that said. Wow. Now the guy himself is being really nice about it. He's like, listen, I know what I did. I know I said something that was probably going to get me in trouble. Let's be honest here. So if they do the decision they do, it is what it is. But it's not like he has to say, I disagree. Because everyone in the world is saying they disagree.
Yeah, man.
So he just has to sit there and be like, you know what, man? It is what it is. And then everyone else is like, no, fuck that. Fuck that. So we're in the cancellation right. culture of our time. Give it back to
us. This is true, man. Absolutely, dude.
And I the only thing I have a problem with is that it's an American company. And America's fought for values, which is freedom of speech, for like ever. Right. Like this is like the yeah. formation of the country, and your company was brought up in America and mm-hmm. in your own studio, you have quotes about speaking your own mind and holding American values. And then all of a sudden you just go back on that because, oh, I might lose some money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Do you think they're against it because they're afraid of repercussions?
They're against it. No, they're against it because they're afraid of China stopping them from selling their product there.
That's probably I think that's 100%, 110% it. Because
that's really it. China, but that's how it is right now with the world, man. Because India is the next market after China. But right now, every company, it doesn't matter what tech company you look at, they mm-hmm. are trying to get into China. Yeah. Because you've already maxed out the United States.
Yeah.
You maxed out Europe a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. And India, right? The Middle East is long gone. So we'll talk 50 years about that one. Then, okay, so where do you move? Well, you move to India, which is like, whatever, like a fourth of the world's population in one place. Or you move to China, which is the fourth of the world population in another place. Well, not China, yeah. but you know what I mean. Indonesia, all the Asian countries, they all make yeah. up that massive bracket. So that's where everyone's trying to get into now. And China's benefiting from it because, number one, they're making a lot of money off of that.
Yeah.
China's also a surveillance state. It's still like the only one of the only communist countries that exists in the world. It's the only one that exists that's still a superpower
yeah.
to any extent. And all the democratic governments are against them. So then you have this company that was born in formed in a democratic country to then say, oh, I'm going to give in just because I want to make an extra buck. Now you have all these senators coming out and be like, fuck you. And then you have
it seems a little capitalistic, though.
You have the entire Blizzard fan base that's just like, what are you doing, you piece of shit? Yeah. And then you have people that aren't even involved in video games who are just coming in. They're just like, yeah, fuck that guy. And they're just on it. And all of a sudden, Blizzard's like, okay, so now we're going to give you the prize money and we're going to decrease your ban from a year to 6 months. And the big thing that was a real issue was that an American team in their one, I think it was an Overwatch tournament,
mm-hmm.
said, you know, Free Hong Kong Revolution of Our Time, did the gas mask, did the whole thing.
No trouble.
No, they didn't get in trouble. Nothing happened. So then they were like, oh, so it's only in China. Okay, so they dropped out of their tournament for a protest, and now BlizzCon's coming around, and they're talking about everyone holding umbrellas and having gas masks on and going in, because that's the protest they're doing in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh, my God, if they actually at BlizzCon go through, they're going to be fucking destroyed. They're going to get destroyed.
I mean, dude, I think when you try to control anything, there's going to be backlash, because that's not what your upbringing was. So when you try to sway another way from your audience, you're going to feel the backlash.
But it's also they're going against their own values, because they had a walkout, man. Like the Blizzard, the Blizzard employees left. So like you go in, they showed like a couple pictures of like the Blizzard studio. On the floor, there's like a plaque, and it's like different quotes, like, you know, free to speak your mind, yada, 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 yada. So they took paper and they covered all the quotes and taped them covered. And then they walked out because that's how pissed they were, which honestly, it's true, dude.
Imagine if you're an insider like that, dude, you probably see more than what's being seen from outside.
Exactly. For all you know, that could have just put them over the edge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. Screw that. That's terrible. Blizzard's definitely – I don't know how their stock hasn't dropped. I have no idea.
Right? That is weird.
I thought their stock would drop.
It's just the gamer thing, dude, because it's like people love the game, but what their political thing is, I don't think people are going to stop gaming over. I mean, maybe few, but not enough to where it's like damaging too much. Maybe I could be wrong.
The stock dropped like the first day that it happened, and then it went right back up.
Yeah.
Like immediately, and I'm like, what is even happening right now?
Dude, the gaming industry is a very interesting industry.
Yeah, it's literally just a bunch of scumbags.
Yeah,
yeah, that's all.
You could be a scumbag and nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we hit the hour mark. All right,
that's it.
I vented enough today.
Dude, you know what, Anthony? You're a fucking prostitute. Because that's what a prostitute would say.
Oh, I hit the hour mark. Unfortunately, you need to pay me more money to be here. Folks.
That's it. Oh, you son of a bitch.
So go jerk off in the bathroom now. And
Okay. All right, man.
All right. Later, ladies and gents. We'll try to get back to you next week and get back on time. Just give us a little bit. Thank you for being patient, though. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure they were waiting.
I know. I'm sure. The whole two of you were waiting.
they're checking their watch like, yo, this is something's up. What's going on?
Okay.
All right, take care, bye, people.
All right, bye. Bye. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. If you have made it this far into the podcast, we just want to thank you very much for your listen. And if you want to continue supporting us, then we do have a YouTube and a Twitter page that you can follow. The YouTube channel is The Lonely Goons, and the Twitter page is @TheLonelyGoons. Please, if you like what we do here and you support what we do, please consider following us on both of those platforms. It'll help us out a ton and let us know that we're getting some listeners up. Thank you very much, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye, guys.